So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the machlokes whether tuma hutra hi betzibur, tuma is completely permissible for kabbanas tzibur, or tuma duchuyi hi betzibur. Tuma is only set aside for kabbanas tzibur. We learn in the Braisa, echad ze ve'echad ze mazna lov kol sheva, mikol chatoye shahoye sham divre meir. Remeir says that on all 7 days of separation, we sprinkle the mechatas, which contain ashes from all previous paradumas since Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Kohen Gadol, and on the Kohen who burns the paraduma. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Ein Maznan Lav Ela Shlishi V'Shvi Bilvad. Rabbi Yossi says, we only sprinkle on the 3rd and 7th day of the separation period. It seems they are arguing about the same issue as Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Shimon, that Tumah D'chuyihi B'Tzibur, Tumah is only set aside for Kabbanas Tzibur, but we preferably require Tahar Mal Yasa, and therefore, we must sprinkle on him all 7 days because we must be concerned that the Kohen Gadol became Tumah before the separation, and any one of those days could be the 3rd or 7th day of when he actually became Tame. Rabbi Yossi holds like a Behuda, that Tumah Hutrihi B'Tzibur. Tumah is permitted for public Karbanas, and we only sprinkle on him L'may L'Be'alma, as a Chumrah, and therefore sprinkling on the 3rd and 7th day is enough. The Gemara says that this is no proof. We can say that both hold Tumah Tchuyihi B'Tzibur. However, Meir holds Tfilo B'Zman HaMitzvah. One is required to go to the mikveh at the earliest opportunity to become Tar. And as Rashi explains, based on ensuing Gemara, Remeir also holds Makshin and Hazal letvila. The sprinkling must also be done at the earliest opportunity. Therefore, Mazna Lov Kol Shiva, we must sprinkle every day, because each day might be his Shlishi Vishvi. The Gemara first wants to say that Rabbi Yossi holds Loyam Rinan Tvila Bezmana Mitzvah, but proves from the following price discussed at length in Mesechta Shabbos Daf Kof Chof Amad Beis that Rabbi Yossi also holds Tvila Bezmana Mitzvah. The scenario of the Braisa is Harisha Hoya Shem Kasabalay Abbasari. One who has Hashem's name written on his skin and he needs to immerse in the mikvah. The Rabban required that he wear a reed over the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi permits him to go into the water as he would otherwise. After some discussion, the Gemara there explains. The Rabban required him to cover the Shem because Asr Lamed Befnei Hashem Orim. It's disrespectful and forbidden to be unclothed before the Shem Hashem. Of course, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if he has a reed readily available, he should use it to cover the shem, and not rely on covering it with his hand, because he might forget and remove his hand. However, where he does not have a reed, and he would need to look for one, thereby postponing the tefillah for another day, they have a machlekes. The Rabbana hold tefillah bezman lav mitzvah. It's not necessarily a mitzvah to immerse at the earliest possible time. Therefore, he should indeed postpone the tefillah until he will find a reed to cover the shem. Rabbi Yossi holds, Tevila b'zmana mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to immerse at the earliest possible time. Therefore, he should not postpone the tevila, but rather immerse without a cover. Tevila b'zmana mitzvah overrides the need to cover the shame. Therefore, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi indeed agrees with Rabbi Meir that tevila b'zmana mitzvah. However, he disagrees and holds that lo makshin and hazol l'tevila. We do not compare sprinkling to immersing, and there is no requirement to sprinkle as early as possible. Therefore, Mazn Lov Shlishi Shvi is sufficient. The Gemara now explains the third opinion mentioned in the Braisa. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim Oimer, Koyin Hasarif Es Hapara, Mazn Lov Kol Shiva. Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Ein Mazn Lov Ela Shlishi Ushvi. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim holds like Reb Yossi, that Loi Makshin Hazor L'Tfila. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur only needs to be sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th day. But the Kohen who burns the para must be sprinkled every day for 7 days beforehand as a ma'ila b'yalma. The Chacham enacted many chumras, stringent requirements of purity in preparing the para aduma. The Gemara cites a braisa that the only difference between the separation required for the Kohen hasarif as a para and the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim is that the Kohen Gadol is separated for the purpose of kedusha, sanctity only, and therefore others are allowed to come in contact with him. The Kohen of the Paraduma is separated for the purpose of Tahara, purity, and we do not allow people to come in contact with him. This Braisa cannot be the opinion of Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, because according to him, there are other differences. The Gemara then discussed when these Kehanim need to be sprinkled. According to the opinions that he needs to be sprinkled on all 7 days, because maybe 2 of those days are the 3rd and 7th day of when he might have become Tamei, he would not actually have to be sprinkled on the 4th day. That day cannot be the 3rd day since he became Tamei because he was already separated for 3 days. It also cannot be the 7th day since he became Tamei because if he actually became Tamei 6 days ago, the third day fell out before he was separated, and he did not get sprinkled anyway. Sprinkling on the seventh day, when he was not sprinkled on the third day, is meaningless. Therefore, mazon lav kol shiva, all 7 days, really means every day except for the fourth day. Just like kol shiva must mean every day except Shabbos, because sprinkling on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan. Based on this, Rava says that the Kohen Gadol who must be separated 7 days before Yom Kippur, and since we are not in control of what day Yom Kippur falls, he may miss 2 days of sprinkling, Shabbos, and the fourth day if it falls on the weekday. However, the beginning of the separation for the Kohen HaSeiros Apar is determined by us. Therefore, we should start his separation on the Wednesday, so the fourth day of separation falls on Shabbos, and then he only misses 1 day of sprinkling. The Gemara goes back to explaining the Mishnah, which said that the Kohen Gadol stays in the room known as Lishkas Parhedrin, the chamber of the appointees of the king. Rav Yehuda says in the Braisa that it used to be called Lishkas Balvati, the chamber of the honored princes. When the Kohen Gadol was appointed by purchasing the office from the king, most of them were not worthy to be Kohen Gadol. Since they did not live out the year of that Yom Kippur, and there was a new Kohen Gadol every 12 months, the name was changed to Lishkas Parhedrin, to indicate that they were like low-level appointees of the king who are replaced every year. The Gemara cites another halacha that relates to Parhedrin. A Mishnah Masechtas Demai says that Nachtoimim, bakers who use flour from Demai, only have to separate Trumas Meiser and Chala. They do not have to separate Truma Gedoyla, because even Ame Ha'aretz, unlearned people, would separate Truma Gedoyla. The bakers also did not have to separate Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani, because hamaytzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. The burden of proof is on the person seeking to extract money. In this case, since Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani have no kedusha, it is merely a monetary matter, and the levy or the poor person have to prove that the Am Haaretz from whom the baker bought his flour did not separate Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani. They do not have to separate Meiser Sheni either, because as Ula explained, every 12 months the Parhedrin, the king's appointees, were replaced, and they would put pressure on the bakers to sell their goods very cheaply. Since they barely make a livelihood, the Chacham were lenient with them that they do not have to separate Meister Sheni and take it to Yerushalayim. They relied on the fact that most Am Haaretz do indeed separate Meister.